Good morning. It's 7:30. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 90.9 WHYY Morning Edition. In response to President Trump's executive order restricting immigration, U.S. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware issued a condemning statement over the weekend. He said, "We are a nation of immigrants that has tried to lead by example." And he said, "The world is seeing an America that is returning to politics of exclusion based on religion and nationality." Senator Coons is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He joined us now by phone. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Briefly, what is the potential impact of this executive order?
Well, this executive order, first, I think, is making us less safe by sending the wrong signal to our allies in the fight against ISIS, by encouraging those who are recruiting for ISIS, and by sending the signal to the world that we are now going to be a country closed to those who are thoroughly vetted and who are fleeing violence in these seven countries. We have long stood as a beacon to the world, as a country that accepts refugees, and one of the saddest chapters in our history was when we denied tens of thousands of Jewish refugees from Germany just before the Second World War. On a bipartisan basis, Congress took action to say that we wouldn't do that again, that we wouldn't single out by religion or nationality. And while I respect the concerns of some who've reached out to me from Delaware saying this really is about protecting our security, if you look at the facts and if you look at the existing vetting program and if you look at who's come to this country from these seven countries and what's happened, I am not convinced that this executive order makes us any safer. In fact, the opposite.
The Trump administration says this order is a vital action towards strengthening America's borders. Is our current vetting process for resettlers flawed?
No, and this is actually just following through on a campaign promise. Donald Trump, when he was in a tough Republican primary, took a big step ahead of the other Republican candidates in the primaries by saying what were considered at the time outrageous things, that he was going to build a wall with Mexico and make them pay for it, and that he was going to ban all Muslims. Virtually every other candidate denounced his idea of a Muslim ban, but as has been reported on television by Rudy Giuliani, then candidate Trump called Rudy Giuliani and said, "How can I get this Muslim ban done and do it in a way that might be legal, might be defensible?" The executive order that was rushed through and signed by the president this weekend is the result of that process. As we've already heard, the folks at the Department of Homeland Security who are charged with implementing this order weren't consulted on exactly how it was constructed. And there are already successful legal challenges to this order because of the haphazard way it was put together and rushed into force.
So you're saying this is a religious-based ban? Or are you saying it's unconstitutional, therefore?
I think it will be successfully challenged in court, both because of the stated reasons it was being put together and because of a sort of escape clause that's at the bottom of the executive order that encourages allowing religious minorities only from these seven countries. Trying to understand why the president would sign an executive order with that provision is aided by his recent interview on Christian Broadcasting Network, where he mistakenly said, that we have not allowed Christians into this country. He continued to spread the falsehood that we have discriminated in favor of Muslims and against Christians and who's been admitted to this country as refugees in recent years. In fact, last year, it was a roughly equal number of refugees that were Christian and Muslim. And to have an executive order that specifically intends to allow in religious minorities from these seven countries, which mostly means Christians, and yet to ban those with some credible claim of persecution and fear of persecution from one country, Syria, indefinitely, and from the other six until there is quote-unquote extreme vetting put in place without any clarification about what extreme vetting means and how it would strengthen our existing background check system, I think gives the lie to the idea that this is about our security rather than about meeting a campaign promise.
Senator, you said the president's executive order seemed to make a point and not make us safe. Are you questioning the president's leadership? Are you saying he is not doing what's in the best interest of our country?
I'm saying he's doing what's in the best interest of firing up his base and of speaking to those who voted for him and who carried him forward in the primaries. And I think if you look at another executive action this weekend where he demoted the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the Director of National Intelligence on the National Security Council in order to elevate and make a permanent member of it, Steve Bannon, his advisor, who ran a website, Breitbart, and played a central role in his campaign, that should make people very concerned. The National Security Council is where this president and previous presidents sit in the Situation Room and make critical national security decisions. Why on earth would you not want the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the director of national intelligence mm-hmm. regularly participating in that discussion and instead elevate someone who really was essentially a campaign advisor, the kind of person who was pushing this executive order? I don't think that suggests that he's making decisions in ways that really do put our national security first.
We just have a couple of moments. You're the co-chair of the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington to be held this Thursday. The president will be there. Would you have his ear at all on this matter?
Well, the National Prayer Breakfast is a nonpartisan event. It's an event where literally thousands of people from 150 countries from all 50 states gather in a spirit of prayer.
So you won't have a chance to speak with him. And your own church in Delaware is doing something for Syrian refugees. What is that?
When I was a boy, my church brought over refugees from South Vietnam. That played a real role in shaping my faith and my sense that welcoming refugees was a key calling of my Christian faith and of many other faiths in our country. They were to welcome a Syrian refugee family this week, and that family is now stuck indefinitely in a refugee camp.
Going forward, what action are you taking as a senator in response to the president's travel ban?
I'll be joining a protest today at the Supreme Court. Obviously, I'm speaking out about it. I'm exploring joining some of the legal challenges in what's called an amicus filing, and I'll be joining legislation that would either defund or block the implementation of the ban. But frankly, without Republican senators willing to step forward and also challenge this ban, we will have great difficulty in a Republican-controlled Senate blocking this action.
I'm taking more time than I'm supposed to. Rex Tillerson, quickly, likely to be the next Secretary of State. Could this affect his confirmation vote?
I hope it will. I hope Republicans will take this seriously. It strongly suggests that Trump is not consulting the very people who we were hoping he would consult, such as Rex Tillerson and others. I am voting against Rex Tillerson because he did not speak up clearly and strongly enough about the importance of human rights in how we carry out our foreign policy.
Okay. Senator Coons, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Chris Coons of Delaware, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, speaking with us live on WHYY's Morning Edition, 737.